Books. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable, and it's the segment I look forward to every single solitary week, and that is our book pick segment. So it is Tuesday, and it's time for book picks. Kira Wisner is with us of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York. She joins us to present some of the finest authors and books that have made their way to store shelves this early summer season. And Kira, it's always a great pleasure to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's always really, really fun to be here.
Now, tell us about your special guests.
So I have my daughter, Cecily, with us today.
Hello, Cecily. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you. Now, Cecily has been with us before?
She has, one
yeah,
other time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, excellent. And you have a beautiful puppy.
I do. We have Roxy with us today.
How old is Roxy?
She's 6 months old. I went from being, I'm still allergic so much, but I now am that person with a small dog.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a Havapoo.
A Havapoo.
A Havanese poodle mix.
And mostly hypoallergenic?
Yes. I mean, you know, you never want to be special enough to still be allergic to the hypoallergenic dog. You want to be special enough to win the lottery, but apparently I'm special enough to be allergic to the hypoallergenic dog, so.
But excellent.
I'm managing, so she's but, worth it.
Excellent. Oh, well, good. So she'll stay with us, and that's good. Well, welcome, Roxy. Welcome, Cecily. Thank you very much for being here. So where would you like to begin, Kara?
I mean, let's start with this book by Ocean Vuong called...
Oh, can I gush?
Yes.
Can
I
gush?
It's gush-worthy.
It is. I have to say, I have not publicly said this yet, but I have to say, this is the favorite novel of the era that I've read so far. It may be the favorite novel of my lifetime. It is gorgeous, beautiful. I have just so many things highlighted and sentences that are just simply beautiful and gorgeous. And oh my goodness, is this book good?
I mean, I totally agree. I think that's what happened when a poet who is such an amazing poet is then able to translate work into a novel, and that is indeed what he has done.
I'm thrilled you brought it today. So tell us a little bit about the story.
So the story is a boy's letter to his mother. The boy in it, they've come from Vietnam to America early on in his life. They have a very troubled relationship. It's a little bit abusive. He is still really finding himself and figuring out who he is, which is one of the things that happens in this book. It's a little bit of a love story and a discovery. He discovers things about his past, about his mom, and he's trying in this letter to put together like how and why things have happened, which are complicated in any, you know, relationship.
Yeah.
And this one in really fraught with a lot of tension.
And he's writing a letter to her that she will never read because she doesn't read and she is not fluent in English.
Right. It's it actually, that idea of writing a letter, the new Eve Ensler book is also, it's a letter to her father who was abusive, he's not alive anymore. So it's the letter that he never wrote her. She writes that letter. I think this idea of talking to someone through a letter allows you to really pour your thoughts on paper the way it's not happening as much anymore. We're texting or we're calling. A letter is a lot in one place. So this On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous, Ocean Vuong, and you know, it's a bit, he discovers himself as a homosexual man, but the love story, that the intimate details of him falling in love with this other young man, is, you almost feel like you shouldn't know this, that
yes,
he's let you in.
There are sentences in this book at various places that are just, I heard one reviewer say that Ocean is a good name for him because you just feel like you want to swim with these words for a very long time. And I think that's very true. But there's some that are just drool worthy.
Yes.
They're just amazing sentences. It's Ocean Vuong, and the book is On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous.
So we'll move from that to a book called The Travelers by Regina Porter.
Yep.
This book is so many different things. There are photographs in it, historical photographs taken like the Lorraine Hotel. There's a photograph of the Green Book and of different people and different historical events throughout the 1900s. There, part of it's written as a play. There are kind of short chapters with these super clever titles. There's a cast list in the beginning, a character list. And it tells the story of two intersecting families. It hinges a little bit on this kind of very traumatic event that has happened in the beginning of the book to someone, and that's how all the adults kind of come from this one particular place, but then there's an interaction with another family. I feel like she had this idea where she could write different things, and she decided to put it all in one novel, and I think that she succeeds absolutely perfectly. It moves quickly. You want to know more. When I was actually going back to it today, I read a piece where I think I thought it was from another book. There's just so much. There's so much. There's just, you get all these different pieces of the story that you might not traditionally get. Like what her choices are fantastic. There's a character who's obsessed with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which is my favorite Tom Stoppard play. And it's just, you feel super full. Made me smile.
It is The Travelers by Regina Porter. Beautiful new novel out now. All right.
There's a book that just came out called In West Mills. It's by Deshaun Charles Winslow. Actually, both Deshaun Charles Winslow and Regina Porter are Iowa
Writers Workshop
graduates. In West Mills is a book that also feels, it has like an intimacy. I noticed almost every scene takes place in a kitchen or on a porch or perhaps in a living room, and it spans from 1941 to 1987, and the main character in the story is a little complicated, but you really, like, you pull for her in the end. She lets you in enough to understand why she is the way she is. And there's some characters that go to New York, but it's mostly in this small North Carolina town, and just watching the secrets people keep. And how in a small town to be able to keep a secret and then to watch those secrets unfold or when something happens, they're kind of these little mini explosions throughout the time, but it's just mostly about the people. And they're really amazing, amazing people to spend time with.
Deshaun Charles Winslow is the author of In West Mills.
So if we want to switch to Cecily's book, which has some other, you know, there are definitely themes of racism, especially in The Travelers and in West Mills and in The Ocean Vuong. And I know Cecily's book might be a good place to move.
All right. Cecily, tell us about In the Neighborhood of True.
Yes, I have In the Neighborhood of True by Susan Kaplan Carlton. In the Neighborhood of True is a hooking novel about a teen named Ruth who moves to Atlanta to live with her mother's parents after her father dies. She quickly fits in with a group of friends, but instantly comes to the realization that they wouldn't want to be friends with her if they knew that she was Jewish. Half Jewish, anyway. Ruth needs to pick a side, telling her friends the truth or keeping it a secret and hiding her identity. She decides to keep it a secret because it's not like she's lying. Her friends never ask her if she's Jewish. They automatically assumed that she wasn't. Ruth learns how to navigate between her two worlds. The one with her southern friends drinking sweet tea and sunbathing in the warm weather, and the one where she goes to synagogue every week. It's working out fine until a scary situation occurs involving her boyfriend Davis and her beloved synagogue. What will she do?
Oh, yeah, it's all till the boy shows up. Yeah. And you liked it? It was lovely, and you finished it in record time?
Yes.
I asked her if she wanted to choose this book today because I saw her reading it again for a second time.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
that's good.
Yeah.
Excellent. It's In the Neighborhood of True. Susan Kaplan Carlton is the author. That was great, Cecily. Thank you very much.
Cecily, good for people, let's say, 11 to 14?
Yes.
How old are you?
13.
All right. Man, teenager. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I have a book here called Article 353 by Tanguy Viel, and it is like a book I haven't read in a long time. It's like the way The Old Man and the Sea is just kind of sort of one man talking the whole time.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are a lot of books lately with spirals where people spiral out of control, but they're always women. And this is a book about a man. This is a book about
men can spiral out of control just as easily.
We all see it. So this is a book about it starts out right away where one man throws another man overboard on a boat. And then the whole book is basically the man explaining to the magistrate. In French law, you can meet with a magistrate first, and the magistrate hears the whole story, and then he gets to make a decision whether it goes to trial or what happens. And so this whole book is this gentleman telling the story about why he has pushed this person overboard. This person was a real estate developer who came to this small town in France, and you see that everybody's personal choices, you know, so there's a lot about the man in general. It's his name is Kramer, what his life was like. And then there are all the other people in the town, especially the politicians and things like that. And these little choices that people make have really big implications when you're in a position of power. And if
right.
So you see that this inner life of this man who just very honestly had a reason to push this man overboard. This was not, you know, it was done kind of not on a whim, but not planned either. It was just, and you really understand why in the end. And it's been translated by William Rodemore, and it's meditative. And I gave it to a kind of super fussy reader at my store who came back and really liked it. But I really loved it. My husband really loved it. And you know, you get a scene of a French town, but also of a father and a wife and a son and allegiances. And when you wish or hope for something so much, how you think it's going to be able to happen sometimes, and maybe it doesn't.
The novel is Article 353 by Tanguy Viel. Tanguy Viel, translated by William Rodemore, and it's Article 353. All right.
Magic for Liars. If you're looking for something a little bit fun, if you, let's say, liked the book The Magicians, maybe you liked Harry Potter when you were younger, Magic for Liars starts out, there's a woman goes to investigate a murder at a school for magic. Magic exists alongside of muggles and non-magic, just like in our world, not quite. And the woman who's investigating, her twin sister, identical twin sister, teaches at the school. So there's a lot of looking at a life that, you know, from a twin, let's say, where it's a very, very similar person to you, but also a completely different person to you. So there's a lot of interesting kind of sort of sibling things going on. But the investigation of this novel, it felt a little like a ton of French book, you know.
Oh, I like Tana French.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like Tana French in a magical world with, you know, both some heterosexual and some lovely homosexual kind of sort of love interests. It's very, again, as we move forward in our world and people put up relationships, there can just be relationships between two people, and it's not always going to be an issue of what it is. And this book treats love relationships like love relationships. Like, that's just what they are. And it's super fun. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, sometimes you figure things out soon. Like, I did not necessarily figure this one out.
It's fine.
You know.
Yeah. Roxy's. Roxy's mic'd, by the way. I think that's interesting, too. But you're doing well.
You're making little
that's
noise.
Fine.
It's good. Magic for Liars. I actually just looked up the author yesterday, Sarah Gailey, and she's really fun. She's got a lot to say. And I've, you know.
Got a lot going on there? That's good.
Got a lot going on. I'm looking forward to what else she's going to do.
Magic for Liars by Sarah Gailey. Okay. We have about, what do we have? We have about a minute and a half.
All right. Stepsister is the new book by Jennifer Donnelly. It was written, let's say, for, I'd say, you know, probably 13 and up. Definitely has some crossover potential for adults. If you're a mom, they're really amazing. She creates this world around like Cinderella, post-Cinderella. And we really tackle this idea of when do we decide what kind of a person we are, and how do we decide, and how do we make changes, and how can that shift? Like what we see around us, how we make decisions about who we're going to be, and how to make it easy for people to move forward and to be, let's say, a better person, and how we give ourselves and other people the chance. And it's a kind of sort of great cover. It's black with like all broken glass, but it is a really, it's a really good read. It really made me think as a mother a lot about daughters and relationships and people.
Stepsister by Jennifer Donnelly.
All right, we have Moon's First Friends, which is a great picture book by Susanna Leonard Hill about the moon and the first people that came to the moon. We're getting to that anniversary at this point.
Yes.
So we have...
Not very long.
And, right, it's coming up. And it anthropomorphizes the moon, so we kind of get a chance to see the moon as a person who is waiting for someone to come visit. But then also in the end, there's really... easily digestible.
It took you so long.
Exactly. But there's really easily digestible science after, which sometimes that's hard to do in a picture book. It misses the mark. And this one hits it perfectly with explaining some things in context and is all accurate.
Moon's First Friends, One Giant Leap for Friendship. We are, I have 10 seconds. Is it,
right.
What do you want
We've
to say in 10 seconds?
We've got some super fun events. Go to our website and check our events. We have Karen Orloff, who's going to read Some Days with us. We have my book club, which is discussing Washington Black by S.E. Edgegan. And we have The Donut Fix, Jesse Janowitz, coming July 6th. And we have Christian Peltenberg Brezhnev with a gorgeous flower book July 7th.
Meritbooks.com.